Shavuos Perek Aleph Mishnah Zion 1:7, the last of the Perek, and here we're wrapping up the topic of the mechanisms which affect Kapara. So we say here, Echad Yisraelim ve'echad Kohanim ve'echad Kohen Mashuach, the basic mechanism, the Seir Mishtaleach, the Goat Tazazel, that works to atone for equally Yisraelim, regular Jews, ve'echad Kohanim, regular Kohanim, as well as the Kohen Mashuach. Kohen Mashuach here refers to the Kohen Gadol. For all of them, basically it's the same mechanism, the Seir Mishtaleach, except Ma Bein Yisraelim LeKohanim uLeKohen Mashuach. What's the difference between Yisraelim and Kohanim, including the Kohen Gadol? El Shadam Hapar Mechaper Ala Kohanim V'Ala Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. The only difference is, says the Tanakhama and the Halacha, that special bull that's brought on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol, that comes to atone specifically for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, you know, like the topic of the rest of the parak up to now, wrongly exposed in the basement and the like to Tumah. So that if you're a Kohen, the way you get your Kapara is the par, the bull, that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, as opposed to everyone else who uses essentially, I'll call it the seer, the goat, or the goat that's an inside or the outside, depending, but it's the goats that do it. And that's the din, that's the end of the story. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon's basic point here, I'm going to say it outside first, is that the seer mishtaleach is for regular Yisraelim, but the par that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, that's the does the same thing that the Seir Mishtaleach does, the Goat HaZazel does, to atone for all sins in general, for all the Kohanim. Okay, so there's two korbanos, goat for the people, and cow, it's a bull, male cow in other words, for the Kohanim. So Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, you agreed with me that Kashem Shadam HaSeir and Hanase Bifnim Mechapar Yisrael, that there is one korban besides for the Seir Mishtaleach, which does some atoning, namely the Seir Hanase Bifnim, the goat who's, you know, the goat Lashem, the goat to Hashem that is offered to the blood inside, as you saw before, that would atone for things including willful entrance to the base of Mikdash, as well as if one, knew and then forgot, and didn't remember. So those, that offering, the Seir Hanase Bifnim, doesn't require a vidui, a confession. There's no confession made on that goat, the goat Lashem. It's the goat, the Seir Mishleach, the Kohen Gadol is Misvada. He does a confession on that. And he also does a confession, in fact, he has two vidui and two confessions on the par, the bull, but none on the goat Lashem. So his point is, you see that you don't need necessarily to have a vidui, a confession, in order for a korban to affect kapara. And so he therefore says the same is true really regarding the bull, the par, that Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur. That bull atones for the Kohanim in terms of their Tumah and Tumas Mikdash and Kedoshav. It atones for them even without any kapara. That's what he says here. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kashem Shadam HaSeir Na'as Bifnim Mechapar LeYisrael, Kach Dam HaPar Mechapar LeKohanim. All without vidui. The Mishnah doesn't make mention of the vidui, but that's the essential point here. So therefore he says, so now you've still got a vidui. What's the vidui going on? The basis Rabbi Shimon learns this from actually is from Pesukim, but anyways. So what is the vidui that the Kohen Gadol is making? What's that coming to do? Kashem she vidui shel Seir HaMishtaleach Mechapar LeYisrael. Just as when it comes to the Seir HaMishtaleach, the Goat HaZazel, that the Kohen Gadol does do a vidui, and that's what affects the Kapara for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Kach vidui shel Par Mechapar ala Kohanim. So too, the vidui that accompanies the bull that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, that is to atone for all the sins of the Kohanim in general. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. There is a question to be raised, which is, wait a second, there actually are two viduyim, two separate confessions done on that par, on that cow, so the bull. So what is the role of those two separate confessions according to Rabbi Shimon? So Rabbi Shimon is going to say, well, the first confession is coming specifically for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav She'en Bo Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yeshua Yediyah B'Sof. It's coming to address that very specific thing where you didn't know every time and you found out afterwards you were. That's the first confession. And then the second confession is on everything else. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who understands that really the only role that the par, this bull, is playing is for Tumas Mikdash, Ukadashav, with respect to Kohanim. So what's the point of the two separate viduyim? So he understands that the first vidui is for the Kohen Gadol alone, and the second vidui is for the rest of the Kohanim. The idea being that the Kohen Gadol should first atone for himself, and then once he's been cleansed of sin, then he would be the right person, in a fit state, I should say, to achieve atonement for the rest of the Kohanim.